Moose Jaw, groups that charter a city bus for in-town or out-of-town events will pay more this year as City Hall is simplifying the prices and accounting for increased costs. During the 2025 budget discussions about transit and paratransit charter rates, City Council voted unanimously to charge $150 per hour for in-town services within a 25-kilometer radius, $200 per hour for in-town weekends, after hours between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., and holidays, and the same hourly rates for out-of-town charter requests up to 100 kilometers outside of Moose Jaw. The new rates took effect February 1st. This adjustment is necessary to ensure the continued provision of reliable and efficient transportation options for our community, a budget report said. By aligning the rates with current operational costs and market standards, we aim to maintain high-quality service and support the sustainability of our transit system. The revisions simplify the pricing structure and account for increases in labor, equipment, fuel and support costs, the report continued. Most surrounding and similarly sized transit systems that offer charter services use standard hourly rates, while Moose Jaw has different rates for drive times and standby times based on the service types and day of the week. The report noted that Regina charges $150 per hour for non-peak times and $240 per hour for late nights and statutory holidays, while Moose Jaw's prices fluctuate for regular services, weekend and late night services, and holiday services. Meanwhile, in 2024, transit operating revenues were $13,835 and $5,137.50 came from SGI for the New Year's Eve Safe Ride Home service, the document said. This year, regular transit revenues are pegged at $25,000, and paratransit revenues are projected to be $2,000. Bevan Harlton, Director of Operations, told council that bus operators will return to the yards if an event is within the 25-kilometer radius, while the city won't charge the client that standby fee. However, drivers will remain at the event if it is beyond 25 kilometers and the city will bill for that time. We had confusion for our clients and confusion for our staff managing the standby gray areas. He continued, if we can bring the staff member back and put them to work on our fleet or in our garage, then that time won't be billed. But if the person is out there on site, that is time is billed. Harlton added that 150 people used the New Year's Eve bus service in December, while City Hall had not reviewed these in-town, out-of-town charter rates since 2015.